This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm taking my freedom, pulling it off the shelf.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, Jason, you want to start with the tickets? Sound good?
Yes.
We'll do the caller three. 535-3776, 535-ESPN, that's 535-3776. Our friends over there at the Agri Center and the Attitude MMA going to do the fight tomorrow. Doors open at 4, fights at 5. 15 card, is that what, 15
fight card. Dang. With our man Patera Wilson right at the top of it in a heavyweight title fight.
Barlow Henson, and then you lead up to the heavyweight title. That's Fails and our boy Wilson, who's going to be in that title fight.
You guys know where the Agri Center is. The place should be a fantastic event tomorrow night. Caller, what did we say?
We'll take caller three.
Caller number three. You can get those free tickets. Thanks to the folks over at Attitude MMA.
Yeah, and a quick shout out to our friends at Blind Bear. That is today's perks deal. It's getmyperks.com, getmyperks.com. They're doing the half off, so $50 worth of Blind Bear if you're downtown, if you want to get downtown. A lot of people are going downtown now. Yeah, and it's $25, so instead of spending $50, you spend $25, and they got fried chicken. You're going to have to do this during the break, Jason. They got fried chicken, we got pasta, we got the mozzarella balls.
Smell it over here.
Potatoes, it's potato
fantastic.
Soup. So half off, getmyperks.com. It is tasty, and thanks to the folks from Blind Bear for bringing in the chow.
Blind Bear. And thank you, caller. I guess we'll knock that out now. And congrats to you. You'll be headed to the event tomorrow, over at the Agri Center. This just came up and across the board. We were talking earlier about, and again, at 125, we're going to talk to Jimmy Patsos. We're going to talk some NBA draft with him, our Odyssey NBA insider. We're going to talk about who the Grizzlies should take at 17. Frankly, who they should take if they decide to move up. What if they decide to move back? Who Jimmy likes, who he doesn't like. because the next time we talk to him next Friday, it'll be asking him what he thinks about who the Grizzlies got. So we'll do that at 1:25. But before that, I digress. Over at ESPN, we've been talking about DeAndre Hopkins and yesterday his tweet that basically was, listen, I'm not vaccinated at this point, and now that they're telling me I have to or else we could lose game checks, I'm considering my future in the NFL. He deleted that tweet, but the point was the NFL, with its approach to raising the vaccination levels and rates on teams, had made it clear as of yesterday, or at least the story came out yesterday, that if they cannot reschedule games as a result of a team having positive tests, that you will forfeit. And in doing so, the news was what comes after that forfeit is lost game checks as a result. And so DeAndre Hopkins, not having made that choice not to get vaccinated, potentially, you could see, you know, potentially putting his team at risk should he, as an unvaccinated person, come down positive, team misses a game for whatever reason, whatever, they have to forfeit, they lose checks. We talked about what kind of position that puts him in. It's probably the reason why he deleted the tweet. It's a tough spot to be in, and he has every right to make that decision. Well, how about this? After refusing to receive a vaccine for COVID-19, Rick Dennison is out as a Minnesota Vikings assistant coach. This story just breaking this afternoon. Within the last 15, 20 minutes. Well, wow. He had served this from Courtney Cronin, who we know, friend of the show, had served as the Vikings offensive line coach, run game coordinator past two seasons, believed to be the first NFL position coach to part ways with his team. Now, they're calling it parting ways. Seems like to me this is a firing, and I'm about to tell you why. To part ways with his team after choosing not to receive a vaccine. The vaccine is required. Here's the key, Brad. The vaccine is required for all Tier 1 staff, including coaches, front office execs, equipment managers, and scouts. Yes, players are not required to receive the COVID-19 vaccine, but will face strict protocols. This is what we've been talking about.
Yep.
During training camp and throughout the season, that vaccinated players will be able to forego. But did you that first
yeah,
part of that?
You.
All coaches and front office execs.
Gotta
that's
get
part
it.
Of the plan.
Gotta
it's part
get
of the deal.
Or you're gone.
And in this case, Rick Dennison has decided not to do it to the yep. point that he's ready. I mean, they can decide, they can say it. You parted ways. You made the decision mm-hmm. on your own. But in this case, it looks like he was fired for not taking the vaccine because it didn't go with Minnesota's protocol that their top Tier 1 staff have to have it.
I think they should mandate it, but that I know I'm not. There are many that disagree with that you can't mandate it. There are many places where you can't go if you don't get a vaccine for the flu, you know?
In a memo released by the league earlier this summer that we didn't talk much about, the NFL said any unvaccinated Tier 1 staff member, that's an NFL rule, must provide a valid religious or medical reason
yep.
for not receiving the vaccine. So they give you a sort of way out, a loophole
right.
here. Losing Tier 1 status prohibits coaches from being on the field and in meeting rooms and having direct interactions with players. In this case, it appears he didn't have a genuine or at least good enough for them medical reason uh-huh. or a valid religious reason in this case and decided, you know what, I'm going to move on. Again, you are entitled to whatever choice you want to make here. You guys know where we sit on it. Brad just said so too, but you work your whole life.
Yep.
Right. For this,
that
if you
job,
are an
you
NFL assistant, and I'm
yeah.
assuming
yeah.
to move up to hopefully mm-hmm. one day mm-hmm. be a head coach.
Yeah.
You work and you work and you work for that. And in this case, it's your convictions, your beliefs are that strong against this vaccine that
right.
you're willing to throw, in this case, your career or at least willing to risk it. And try to go somewhere else, I guess. But who the hell's going to hire you?
I'll tell you what.
When this is a league-wide rule that you've got to do this.
I don't agree with Rick. I don't agree with Rick. But listen, if you do believe that you are one that doesn't need to take or shouldn't take.
This dude's been in the league 27 years, man.
I give you credit for if you're not going to take the vaccine, your position is you don't want it and you have a belief or you've done some sort of, you know, sort of research or whatever, that is what you believe, then walking, I think, is better because I think, like, DeAndre Hopkins is in a tough spot because it's like, okay, like, the good news is you have the right to leave if you don't want to play. That's true. Like, you don't want to play, you don't have to play. It's a free country, you know? So with Rick, Rick clearly went down that path. He's like, yo, man, like, I ain't getting it. And he's willing to walk on what would probably be his dream job. I mean, you, like you said, you worked 27 years to be a coach in the NFL.
27 years of NFL coaching experience that, case, he's walking away from.
Wow.
And you, but
that's wild.
Here's my deal, though, Brad. If you've known since the summer that for Tier 1s this was going to be required,
yeah,
and you're a Tier 1, and you've known this since the summer, why didn't you make this decision?
Well,
if I'm not going to get vaccinated, then I need to step away now. Why? Yeah. You see what I'm saying? If we've already known what it was going to be, why did it get to this point that you've decided, no, because you would have known.
I think that's like a lot of jobs, and it's on different issues, but you see this with a number of issues, whether it's your disagreement about many things about jobs, right? An employee and their manager don't get along, and it festers, and you get to the point where it's like make or break time, and that's clearly what this probably was. It's like season's time to start. We're in camp. It's time to make a decision. Are you getting this or not? Nope, not getting it. Well, sorry. Bye, Rick. You're out.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What I'm saying is I'm questioning the timing because, again, if you've known this for a while and look at it from the Viking standpoint, okay, you've all of our Tier 1s have got to be vaccinated, but Rick, in this case, is not doing it. You've allowed this to go now through the summer all the way up to the season.
Sure.
You're about to hit training camp, and now you're deciding to part ways. You've known this for a while that he probably wasn't going to get.
They had a plan, though. I mean, they got this guy from Auburn who's going to be the special teams as an assistant. And then
you were giving him a chance to change his mind. I don't know.
You probably waited until last minute.
I don't know why you waited this long if you were the Vikings to cut the nip in the bud.
You don't want to do it. Maybe
because you're already up on training camp. Or maybe you were hoping he changes his mind.
Yeah.
You know, if you're them.
I bet that's right. I would have thought he would, too. But, hey, he just thinks he doesn't need to get
the vaccine. In this case, for the Vikings, Phil Rauscher, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, has been promoted from assistant offensive line coach to Phil Dennison's position. And, again, we go back to the DeAndre Hopkins portion of this, and it's going to be fascinating to watch how this unfolds in the cases where you've got some of the more high-profile names. Like, right, Minnesota can move on without Rick Dennison and still feel like
they
it
don't
can
need
get
him.
It can.
Right.
That's the way they're looking at things. And the Arizona Cardinals cannot just move on without DeAndre Hopkins. Some of these teams that we've talked about, where you've got some of these higher-profile guys who have decided not to get vaccinated. You may have some issues where it comes down to, okay, what are we going to do? Because in this case, you need those guys, and you're going to have them around. So what happens in that case, and we've talked about it, there's exceptions. We've seen positive cases with vaccinated folks. But what happens in the case of these unvaccinated stars coming down with it? How is the rest of the team going to, how are they going to approach that? How are they going to feel about their star putting potentially their check at risk?
It's not going to be good. I will say I'm surprised at the numbers now because today it says more than – you said this to me earlier. More than half of the league's teams have rates above
80%. Yeah. I thought it was 85 is 80. That's good.
So more than 75% of NFL players were at least partially vaccinated. Here's what that tells me. When they say 75% of NFL players are at least partially vaccinated, that means while they're getting to camp, Jason, they're getting shot one. Like right now, and they've waited. They're showing up for camp. They're realizing I don't want to wear a mask all day long during camp when it's hot, and I don't want to be separated. I want to be in the chow, in the line at the lunchroom with everybody else. I don't want to have these protocols, and they're getting it. I mean, they're going to get it, or else you don't work there.
This is the way I'm looking at this, and we know you're vaccinated. I'm vaccinated.
Yeah.
John Martin's when he's in here, he's vaccinated. It's one of the reasons we can get back together.
This whole side of the building is
one reason we can all get back together and get back in the building.
Yeah.
But okay, let's say John had decided not to get vaccinated.
Right.
Well, that's his personal choice. Okay.
Sure.
But let's say this. Let's say John decides to not get vaccinated, and yet and here's the rules. If he comes down with a positive case, right? Jason and John can't do the show anymore.
Interesting scenario. I see where you're going.
Can't do the show anymore because they can't be in the same room. Now, sure, we went through COVID. We'd find another way. But the point is, what if the deal was, we can't do this because now you're positive.
Yeah.
We got to get you the hell out of there. And now, and you know what? As a matter of fact, things are thin. So while you guys can't do the show, we can't pay you either.
Right.
I mean, that's what they're doing. So in John's choice there, sure, personal choice, you've got that. But at some point, it begins to potentially affect me.
Yes.
And that's what we're talking about. If you get to a point where it protects you, it affects you to the point, I'm not getting a check because now we can't do the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm just using that as the example to say, here's what's going to happen in these locker rooms.
Right.
I'm going to feel, even though I know that John's entitled to his personal choice. I'm going to feel a certain kind of way about that as a vaccinated person in this case who now is not getting a check.
Yeah, I realize.
Because it affects us as opposed to just him. When it's just you, guys, we get it. Yeah. You've got that choice. But when you're affecting either, and I could draw this out to a family or whatever it is, guys, you got to think more about than you have to think more than
beyond
just about
yourself. Right.
You do.
Yeah.
And I know plenty of people have perfectly good reasons for not going out and get vaccinated. But when we're talking about you wanting to be around the rest of the team or being back at work, you got to realize that in some of these cases, you're going to put folks that are there at risk, too. So that's my point. If John did it to a point where it starts to affect me, we can't do this job, do the show. I can't support my family with a check. I'm going to feel a certain kind of way. Just naturally love him. He's my brother. But I'm going to feel a certain kind of way about that. And I got to imagine that's going to be the case in the NFL. That I mean, it you know, for these teams, for these locker rooms, for these players, if it starts to affect checks.
Yes.
If games have to, it's one thing when there's the threat of it. It's one thing where, you know, at this point, oh, what if DeAndre Hopkins came down with a positive test that kept us off the field? But if it did come to game checks lost, you are going, it's going to be more than just a feeling. It's going to, you know.
Well, and the reason.
It's going to be some hot water.
The reason why is because S rolls downhill. Like, in other words, if the game doesn't happen because there are a certain amount of players that are affected because you're following a protocol.
Well, you've told me the other team doesn't get paid, too?
No, they do not get paid. Here's the NFL.
I know the team of that doesn't give it. The other team doesn't get the money either for the forfeited game by the team that had.
I have it right here. If a game can't be played due to an NFL outbreak among unvaccinated players, staff, this upcoming season, and the NFL can't find a suitable date to reschedule, the team responsible, now that's really important, a suitable date to reschedule. Last year they worked on, they were rescheduling up to Tuesday.
That's where it's different than the college and Sankey and the SEC, at least first, and others who have said, we're not rescheduling anything, you're going to forfeit. NFL has said, we will try.
We might try, but
if we
don't,
we're going to forfeit.
Yeah, and the team,
okay, go
and this,
from there.
And this is the next part. The team responsible will forfeit. So Washington and New York. If Washington's affected and they're the team responsible, they lose, get the L on the game.
Got that.
And then both teams, Giants in this case and Washington, lose their game checks.
Man, I understood this. Okay, Washington,
right,
understand you lose. Oh, I believe you. Yeah. I believe you're reading it. That to me says that's not just your own guys mad at you. Hell, that's the other
team. The Giants are mad at you. The other team you play is, and you're affecting their money. And the reason why you're affecting your money is because there's TV money going into that game. There's seats. The fans are. And who else is pissed off? The fans. Like, because Brad Carson can't go see the Giants in Giants Stadium, man. It sucks. You know, you're letting down a lot of people by holding out. And, I mean, listen, it's hard to do workarounds. Like this Washington State coach, he didn't want to get vaccinated. They put him on remote for the media days. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to work around this because the science and basically the statistics are showing this thing works. So it's like what these organizations who want to make money are doing, whether it's college football, NFL, radio stations, they're saying, man, we got to work around this and figure out how to do this so that we can conduct business and earn an income for our organization and then work around Joe who won't get the vaccine.
My whole thing is if Rick Dennison knew he wasn't going to take the vaccine back in the summertime when this Tier 1 stuff, the rules were already out there, why didn't he step away at that point? Well, why didn't the Minnesota Vikings decide? That must have come down
to, you said it
they
earlier.
Were holding out hope that he was going to change his mind, and now here you are about to start up training camp, and yes, you have a plan. You got the guy promoted from the assistant offensive line coach, Rosher, I think is his name, but still, you've had players now in this offseason, all that, thinking we're going to have Rick Dennison, a guy who was a veteran 27 years, and you get to this point, and now you're peeling him off. Doesn't make any, the timing of it doesn't make any sense.
I'm not saying anything that folks don't know, especially managers, but you're trying to use carrots and not spears, you know. So you probably have a conversation back in May or June with this employee, Rick, and you're like, hey, Rick, you know, we really like what you've done with the offensive line or whatever you're doing. What do you think? We have this new protocol. We just got the memo from the league. We need to be vaccinated. You're in Tier 1. This is the deal. And then Rick goes, I'm not getting the vaccine. And they go, well, Rick, we may want you to think about that, you know, because by the time training camp rolls around on July 22nd, we're going to need to have everyone in Tier 1 vaccinated. So Rick goes home. Organization goes about their business. They probably check in with him a month later in June, and they go, Rick, have you decided to get the vaccine? Numbers suggest, and some of the research suggests, this thing works. And the league, more importantly, wants to make money, so they want us to do this. Are you in? And he goes, no. And they probably go, you know what? In about 3 or 4 weeks, we'll check in again. We'll let you keep taking your game, your summer checks, whatever. let's check in 3 weeks, and then that doesn't go where they want to go.
Let me ask you this.
Yep.
We see if it's an easy scenario to say.
That's a guess.
It's an easy scenario to say, okay, if the unvaccinated player costs you game mm-hmm. checks. But what happens in the scenario? How does the NFL explain if it's, and we've seen this happen.
Sure.
A positive test for a vaccinated player that, and in case you have to do the all the protocols and everybody this player, at least for the time being, has been around, and
sure.
it affects you to a point where maybe you can't play the game. What happens then? You still how can you
well, you here's the
justify forfeiting.
Yeah. Well, first
at
of all,
that point, when it's somebody who's gone out of their way in this case to do all the protecting you can, but still has the positive. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's, yeah.
That could very well happen too, Brad. Well, that it won't just be as simple yeah. as a tidy little box where some unvaccinated player, you can get positives from a player who's been vaccinated as well.
So let's start with something that's really important for people to understand, because I don't think people understand this. I can get COVID even though I'm vaccinated with two shots and I'm cooked for three months.
You and me both.
But I won't take one of those hospital beds like one of the other unvaccinated humans did over at the local hospital. Let's start with that
yes,
important point.
That is
point.
What the numbers have told us.
So that's really important to point out for people who are listening who need to get educated on this. And then the second thing is, it can happen, but if there's more of a herd immunity within your organization, the likelihood drops. Once again, math drops that thing into those single percentages.
Right.
Okay. So the likelihood is, and then second of all, those people, same thing applies, not in the hospital, likely can be quarantined, but you're dropping those percentages that if you get to 90% or 100%, look at your 100% and you're in Redskins camp,
then that positive test yeah. of a vaccinated person is not going to be something that derails everything, because
nope.
the rest of your numbers are good enough.
We got
and
the
it
numbers.
Won't be a deal where you get to forfeit
right.
is what you're saying.
We have a mini herd immunity within our camp.
Correct. I got you.
And our organization is somewhat insulated from this. Plus, the biggest bottom line, nobody ends up in the hospital.
I just
That's
wonder,
why
and,
you
and
get
and if
vaccinated.
In this net that they've sort of cast to try to keep this from
yeah.
happening, I just wonder if you're going to catch any exceptions to the rule to where a team gets punished, where in the case that a player's
well,
been back. But to your point, if you've got a high enough rate,
sure.
it's not going to matter that you've got that one positive test because nothing else happened, because most of the rest of your team is vaccinated.
Yeah.
So
well,
you could still avoid the forfeit.
It's exactly, and it's the same thing we deal with here at the radio station. Like, we have a group over here, and the rules are, if you're unvaccinated, and by the way, we're up loading our cards, you got to do all the stuff, but it's like, if you're unvaccinated, the deal is you got to wear a mask and you got to follow a different set of rules than what we're doing, you know. So
well, and that's what it's been everywhere, a different yeah. set of rules if you decided this. So lot to figure out with the NFL vaccinations.
DeAndre
all that kind
Hopkins
of thing.
You think he gets a vaccine and just rolls with this? What do you think he does? I mean, it'll be really interesting to see what he does, because he seems pretty dug in when you're tweeting that and you're, you know, I gotta think about my NFL
he
future.
Also deleted it, like I said, because very quickly you can make some enemies if folks are looking at their checks and saying, well, wait a minute, DeAndre, you're going to cost me a check if you're going to do this too.
Yeah.
So you see he took it down. That,
sure,
that to
it.
Me means something too.
By the way.
I just wonder if the pressure, eventually he folds up under it and goes and gets it.
Yeah.
I mean, he folded up enough that he took the tweet down.
Yeah, I mean, so somebody got to him probably. Shout out to Joe Mulby. That's the winner of our MMA tickets for the Agri Center.
Congratulations, Joel.
Sees the Agri Center Attitude MMA. That's tomorrow night, and you can get your tickets now.
I'm glad he's going. He's going to see Patera yeah. Wilson whoop somebody for a heavyweight title over at Attitude MMA 21 at the Agri Center tomorrow. We're going to talk to Jimmy Patsos. We got some work to do. It's to get prepared for next week's draft. Jimmy Patsos, our Odyssey NBA insider, going to help us do that. We'll talk about what the Grizzlies need. We'll talk about, do they stay at 17? Do they move up? Who does he like? Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green, Evan Mobley, Jalen Suggs. Who after that does he really like? Scotty Barnes, Kuminga, Davion Mitchell. We'll ask him about all of that when we get back. You're listening to J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On the line is Odyssey NBA insider Jimmy Patsos. He's Coach Patsos to us. Insider calls are brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Matter of fact, let's make Jimmy the Giant Interview.
Now, it's the Giant Interview, presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Coach, you working, huh? Up in Indy?
Oh, yeah. I'm in Indianapolis watching Bobby Mays Elite. He's a Tennessee guy. He's not a Memphis guy. But I'm watching his team play and doing some homework. We cruised around. We saw Wisconsin. We saw Northwestern. We saw Texas Tech. And now we're back. And I just saw Noah Batchelor, who's the Memphis recruit.
Yes.
Him and Team Drill just won to advance. So it's the grassroots AAU playoffs. Pretty important season here. And all the coaches are around. But I see a bunch of Memphis shirts out there because Batchelor's here.
See, you do this to me every time. Because every time I've got a set of NBA draft questions to ask you and to do that job and what the Grizzlies should do at 17 and should they move up, all that, you drop a name that makes me go a different direction. You talk about Batchelor. How's he looked? Every Memphis fan that's listening right now wants to know what you think of Batchelor.
He's shooting the ball much better. Okay. He's 6'6". He's a two guard. I think he's exactly what you need. I think he's going to fit in really well. And he's probably a 3 or 4 year player, which is nothing wrong with that anymore,
right.
You know?
Right.
And I know he's very excited. He's at IMG. For those of you listening that don't know, Noah Batch is a Maryland kid.
Yep.
It was Maryland. It was Virginia, Notre Dame, a few other schools. And Penny just outworked him. Penny and his staff outworked him, and he pulled the trigger on him. And they were really smart to get in there. And I think he's going to be a guy that can really help you next year.
Okay. Certainly appreciate the insight there. All right. Before we get to the draft, and we, like I said, we got to do it today because next week we'll be asking you what you thought of what the Grizzlies did. What'd you think of what we saw from Giannis and this Milwaukee team? Put a little bow on that. Did Phoenix blow it, Coach? They were up 2-0, or did Milwaukee take it?
I can't say they blew it. Look, Milwaukee was up 2-0 against the Raptors 2 years ago, and they won it.
That's very true.
I'll tell you what, I think it says a lot about what's going on in New Orleans, what's going on in Atlanta, and most importantly, what's going on in Memphis. You can sign with your hometown team.
Hey, yeah.
You can stay. You can build from within. You know, whether it's Jackson or D'Anthony Melton or Dylan Brooks, they look at Ja Morant. If he's going to stay like Giannis did, then they'll all stay. And I was in Wisconsin the night of the game. Deer District was crazy. I did not go. I drove by it because I was at the way in Madison. The Deer District, people going to the games, the craziness of the state and the area. But Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Paul held his own that night. But Bridges has to get better. Bridges and Booker got beat by Holiday and Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
But what Giannis did scoring inside and what he did, and he came out and said it, I stayed here.
Yep.
We advanced each year a little further. In other words, the Grizzlies could go next year to the second round in the playoffs, but, like, don't give up. Don't go settle for the veteran teams like the Nets or the Lakers or whatever. And I'm not saying that's wrong, but I think it bodes well that Giannis stayed because Memphis, you're the perfect replication of Milwaukee, where why not you stay and be the Kings and have a great fan base and win?
It's what we're hoping, Coach. We're hoping, of course, John Morant sees it, says, oh, okay, I can be like Giannis too. I don't need to go to a super team. But we know, too, we're being realistic. We know, too, it's going to matter more what you've got around Ja, right, when it's at that time. Does he believe that you've got enough to take it to the next level, hopefully at some point win a championship? That's what's going to matter more than Giannis. But I'm with you. That's the whole – we were thinking that thing the entire time we're watching Giannis and that small market team win one is, man, hopefully that can be us here in Memphis. Do you think that's a Milwaukee team, Coach, that wins multiple titles? It's tough. It's tough to get there. And they caught some breaks. There's no question about it. They do have arguably the best player in the world in Giannis. Do you think they're set up to get multiple titles or, you know, you've still got the Nets sitting there. We still know the Lakers are going to do something. The West is still strong. What do you think? Can this Milwaukee team do it again? Not necessarily repeat, but win multiple titles?
Look, Drew Holiday is a really good defender, and Middleton has turned it on. By the way, both those guys will be heading to the Olympics. That shows you what type of guys they want and they're going to go.
It's true.
Dante DiVincenzo is a really good off-the-bench guy, and he wasn't able to play. So he's coming back. They got the 31st pick. Like I talked about them with Bones Highland from VCU, someone who's played a couple of years and is ready, or depends who they get. You know, does Keon Johnson fall to the Grizzlies at 17? He's still a project because Keon only played 1 year at Tennessee.
Right.
I think the Bucks try and get a guy that's a little more ready. Now, can they win it again? I think so. Hey, Giannis Antetokounmpo is a complete player because he'll play inside and out when he can make shots. He couldn't make shots. That's all that happened. Well, now he's got confidence. And, you know, having the ring on your finger and the further you get, going to the finals, all of a sudden, if he's healthy because he's athletic, he'll play center, 4-3-2. I mean, he doesn't play the point, but he does everything else. He's really – it's like Ja Morant. Can he shoot threes? Can he do this? Well, he starts making threes when you go into the screen. He starts going left because everyone thought he went right. You got to keep getting better. But Giannis took a big step getting better. And mentally, yeah, I think they're the favorites next year. Now, look, I'm a big Harden guy. Kyrie, I can give or take. I respect him, not my kind of guy. I love Harden. Durant's, you know, on Mount Rushmore. So you got three guys. Mm-hmm. Is Joe Harris going to pick it up? Who are they going to draft at 27? Because they got to pick up 27. That could help them, too. But I think right now Giannis is the favorite to repeat from the East, and you got to get to the finals. The West, I'm waiting to see what Curry and Klay Thompson do. I know LeBron and Anthony Davis are going to team up and find somebody, whether the Jazz can stay healthy. And if Chris Paul stays, look, Booker and Bridges are young. They're going to get better. So I will say this. It's going to be a wild NBA next year with the old versus the new and what's going to be the young guys taking over. I think it's going to be a fascinating year.
Over to the Grizzlies and the draft. And, Coach, well, I'm kind of hoping they try to move up and be aggressive. But let's use the scenario – at least here at first, that they stay at 17. Is there a guy around that point that you really like for them in terms of the guys you've watched and the guys we figure might fall to midway through the first round if that's where the Grizzlies end up staying? Is there a guy for them that you like a lot around that point?
Look, you have a good team and you have a good young team. I would look at Jalen Johnson from Duke at 20. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people say he's a top 5 talent, he slipped to 20. You're picking 17.
Mm-hmm.
Do it all guy from Wisconsin, really good on Team USA. Him and Coach K, clearly there was a problem, and I heard he worked out well. Do you want Trey Mann or somebody like that? I don't know about that because you got good guards. Jalen Johnson, 6'8. I also like Josh Giddey, the kid, Giddey up. He's really good.
Yes.
Josh Giddey from Australia is a skilled player that can play the 2, 3, or the 4. He's available. Do you want Keon Johnson? It's going to take a year. He's got a big upside from Tennessee.
I think so.
Now, the workouts, I don't have your workout reports in front of me, like who came in and who you liked and all that. If Corey Kispert's available, you take him. Me, I take Chris Duarte because you had such success with Dylan Brooks, and Duarte's a little bit of a better shooter. He's not as tough as Dylan Brooks, but he's an Oregon kid, 4-year kid. Because you have a young team, so wait, taking a 4-year guy is not so bad. Like, if you're old, you don't want another old guy. I do like trading Brandon Clark or De'Anthony Melton or whoever, because you got to keep Valanciunas and Jackson's, I'd resign, and you got a nice team and Anderson and all those guys. What do you want to do? I'd trade a couple of your bench guys combined with the 17 and move up. Now you're in business. You can take Scotty Barnes.
Now you're talking.
From Florida
State.
Yeah,
I like this plan, Coach.
I like him. You can take one of the Warriors picks. You got enough players, plus that 17th pick's valuable to move up. But I think the Grizzlies need one more player in this draft just because you're so – remember, you went on the road and beat Golden State. You also went into Utah and won a game. That was really impressive against the best team in the league at the time, you know. So, after you just get a little better, but if you want to take a real guy, a real, like, high flyer, yeah, I'd trade a couple of those guys with the 17, and then the window changes. You know, Jonathan Kuminga, super athlete.
Yeah.
You know, do you want to go to four and get Jalen Suggs? Well, you don't need him as a point guard, but, you know, Jalen Green and all that. I love Mobley. I'd do whatever I can get to get Mobley. But you guys have a situation where you have a lot of flexibility.
Okay, you just answered a question I was about to ask you, I think. If you're Houston, I mean, we know it feels like it, and I haven't seen anything different, that Kay Cunningham is going to go to number one. I think all the mocks I've read has got Detroit and being a fool if they didn't take Cade Cunningham. So it's what's going to happen at two, Coach, that I wonder. Would you take Jalen Green there? It sounds to me like you'd go Mobley if you're number two and you're Houston. What would you do at two?
Houston, and we had John Wall, who's a tremendously talented guy, but he had a bad injury.
Yep.
In Washington. 2 years ago, they were in the conference finals and lost 4-3. You know, last year, they just kind of, they won, then they bowed out a little. The Lakers were really strong. Yeah, you believe they're picking number two that quickly? Like, that's a fast fall.
It's very true.
Mobley, if you're going to take your time, and there's not much there to build around, I like Mobley, but you're going to lose for a year or two because he doesn't have the ball in his hands. He needs strength. Mm-hmm. I love Suggs because he played college basketball, took Gonzaga all the way to the finals. Cade Cunningham's done. They got Grant. They got Jeremy Grant.
Right,
they got some
done.
Other guys. Killian Hayes. Yep. That's done. He's too good. He's too well-rounded. I like Suggs, but Green has a big – I mean, Jalen has a big upside, both Jalen Green and Suggs. But Mobley could be Kevin Durant with a little bit more of a forwards game. I'd probably take him. I think Scotty Barnes, I said him for you because he's ready to go. He lefty, plays defense,
yeah.
played for Leonard Hamilton. He played in the eighth. Like, he's ready to go. Kuminga. Really athletic, he's going to learn how to play. So it's what you want. But me at number two, I take Mobley, and then understand you're going to be back in the lottery one, two, or three the next year, probably if you're Houston.
I want to ask you what you think, because I like that. I don't know if Keon Johnson falls to 17. I think you're going to have to go up and get him. Most mocks have got him, you know, 10, 11, but somewhere up there.
Yeah, he's had good workouts.
Hey, James
Springer's had good workouts. James Springer's had good workouts, too.
Which one do you like Keon better? Which one for you's got the higher upside? The key for both of them, right, Coach, is it's going to take time. But the Grizzlies have time. But in terms of let's stick to Keon Johnson, how high is the upside with a kid like that?
If he's available at 17, his 6'5",
oh, you jump
athleticism,
on that. Yeah.
You jump on him. Springer's a little more of an acquired taste. He's not a high-flying athlete. He had some injuries. But Bobby Mays did a really good job. And I like that he kind of struggled a little in college.
Mm.
17 might be a little high for him, but I heard he worked out well. Keon Johnson's the guy I want, though. I want Keon Johnson. I think he's got a real – if he's there at 17, and I've heard anywhere from 10 to 20 on
mm-hmm.
him.
Well, he's going to be higher than 17.
But I take Keon Johnson first because he's so athletic. And Springer's like a system guy. That makes sense.
It does.
He's like a system guy.
Yep.
He might be a consummate 6th, 7th man his whole life.
I could see that.
Nothing wrong with that because Bobby Portis just helped you win, and Cam Johnson was really good for the Suns. Springer's like that, and there's nothing wrong with that because he might pan out as what he's projected at. But Keon Johnson has a big upside, upside.
Talking with Odyssey NBA insider Jimmy Patsos. Coach, I know you're working, but I got to get – is there a – you mentioned it. Is there a guy outside that top four, those guys we all just ran through, Cunningham, Green, Mobley, Suggs, that you love as much as we love those four? Right? Is there a guy outside of that you love just as much? Whether it's Barnes, who you mentioned, Kuminga, Davion Mitchell, is there a guy that you've got a strong belief and conviction in outside of that top four just as much?
Davion Mitchell to help you win, but I don't know if he's a starter in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Kispert intrigues me. You know, four-year leader, shoots the ball tall for what you need. Look, if I want to win a game tomorrow, I'm picking Barnes number one because he helps you on the defensive end. He'll do the dirty work, and he's an unselfish player. He's really skilled and physical. I like Barnes the best, but you go up, and that's why I say G'day and There's some different guys in there. And I'll tell you what, if I had to say, I'll tell you one I'll give you, because you guys are right there.
Mm-hmm.
Moses Moody from Arkansas.
Yeah, we know about him. Yes.
He didn't shoot the ball that well, but he's got a huge upside. He's very athletic, and he does shoot the ball better. You know, he's a freshman in the NCAA tournament. He got them to the Elite Eight. I really like Moses Moody. You know, I was hoping he would slip. I work for the Wizards.
Yeah.
We're picking 15th. I think we should package someone and move up in the draft, too. If we move up to 9, 8, 9, or 10, I'm taking Moses Moody. So I think Moses Moody from Arkansas is one of those guys that you could do what you want to do. When you could package, you know, another player in 17 and move up to 9 and 10. I'd take Moses Moody. I like that guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're a Wizard, and you're definitely going to have to, you said it, you're going to have to move up to go get him. But I'm with you. I like the upside that's there. Coach, we appreciate your help today, man. We're going to let you get back to work. Appreciate everything you do and joining us every Friday, Coach.
You guys are the great. I love my Memphis guys. I can't wait for the draft. And I think you got another pick. You got a fifth pick, number 51 or something, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids. Remember this, folks. I'll leave you with this. A lot of kids have left early that shouldn't have, but they're going to be lying around at 51. You got to find the right one, but that's where Melton and Brooks came, so they're
that's
out
right.
there. So best of luck. I can't wait to talk to you next week.
Hey, tell Batchelor we said hello, Coach. Thanks for the insight, brother.
I definitely will. Him
yes, sir.
Bobby Mays, I'll tell him you're Tennessee guys. Take care.
All right, Coach. Take care, Coach. He is Coach Jimmy Patsos, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls, of course, brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. We know life is busy. So come to Shell to fill up, to save up, and snack up to make the most of the stop you need to make. You hear how high he is on Keyon Johnson?
I heard it. I think you're going to have to move up to get him, though, it sounds like, right?
You took the words out of my mouth. You're not going to get him at 17.
No, you don't get him at 17.
That's not happening.
Do you think, let me ask you just a generic question about the Grizzlies in the draft, because we're sitting at 17. Do you think they will move up? I think they will move up. I think they will do some packages.
There is no reason.
It's what they've done.
There is no reason not to.
Yep.
To go up and get a guy with a higher upside, because you've got time to see if that can pan out.
Yeah.
In particular, we're not talking about mortgage in the future,
mm-hmm.
giving up your Utah pick and your Golden State pick and veterans on your. We're not talking about doing all that mm-hmm. to move up, and it doesn't look like you're going to have to do all that. If we've seen some scenarios where, yeah, you do Kyle Anderson, mm-hmm. maybe a pick to Golden State to move up to get one of those two, that's not mortgage in the future.
No.
I'd be fine. Here's my deal. I'd be fine with giving up a Kyle Anderson, who, yeah, can help you right now, maybe even help you get back to the playoffs, but does he help you become a top four seed? No. I'd be fine with giving that up when you got one more year of player control mm-hmm. on Kyle Anderson. I'd be fine with giving that up, even a pick, to move up and get a guy who may mm-hmm. have the sort of ceiling that can put – I can put him by Ja, hopefully by Jaren Dillon Brooks, and all of a sudden I've got a cornerstone.
Yeah.
I've got a cornerstone rather than just a guy who can help me win right now, help me get to the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
I think the Grizzlies have put themselves in position – here's the point – where they can take a gamble or two. Again, not mortgage the future. You got too much good going for you. Mm-hmm. But the idea that you can go try to get another high upside cornerstone piece because you've actually put yourself in a good position with assets, brother, go use those assets. Don't be our man Danny Age. You get all the assets, but you never pull the trigger. If there's an opportunity to go up here and get a high upside guy that could possibly be a cornerstone for your franchise, man, go do it, because you guys have got the time to develop the guy, and there's no reason at this point why you can't take that gamble. You've put yourself in a position to be able to take a few gambles.
I know we want to go get to break, but I thought you bringing up the Celtics is a great point. I've talked about the Celtics constantly, and I think people are annoyed by it, but I think the example the Celtics set,
they tried
waited,
some things
and they
is the one
well,
thing. Like they went and tried with
shots.
Kyrie. Yeah.
Some shots, but you have when you had. I thought John's point this morning on this is exactly where the Celtics. You have to take the shots while you have the time.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, there's no question about it.
You have the time, so take more shots as opposed to being sort of cautious. And when I say shots, I'm not talking about you have to mortgage the future and all these trades. You know, like if you're going to do moves, it can just be trading up. You know, those small little moves that can make a big difference.
I think you've advanced to a point where you're in a position to be able to take some risk like
right.
that, as opposed to, oh, we need to keep playing it safe. We need to keep sticking with what. No, you've put yourself in a position to be able to take some
Bane,
shots.
Yeah, like Bane was a good example of that. Like you move to 30, you get Bane, and you hit that one.
Like
you
wouldn't be mad at Chris Duarte at 17 if that's the case, because again, he comes right in, he fits the mold.
He's great.
Which you like, older player. He's gonna knock down 24, open threes, and he's gonna be able to play defense, and he's gonna have a high basketball IQ.
Makes sense.
It's what you're doing, but how far does that move the needle? How good is Chris Duarte going to be in the long haul? What you're getting right there at the beginning probably going to be what you're getting for the next 4 or 5 years. How about, you know, moving up, being a little bit more aggressive. That's sort of where I'm at right now. The point is there's a bunch of different ways the Grizzlies can go. There's a bunch of different ways they can go and be successful. But that'll all be happening next Thursday. This is going to unfold. You get the draft, then they've got to make the decision on Justice Winslow. So we will be talking Grizzlies quite a bit here over the next few days and obviously in the coming weeks in terms of their offseason. We'll be back to wrap it up here in a bit, get you ready for Giannotto and Jeffrey. You listen to the Jason and John Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's the summer of sports on 92.9 FM ESPN with KJZ, the Jeff Calkins Show.
Like they're both magnificent players.
The Jason and John Show.
Kevin Harlan.
We're thrilled to be doing the Grizzlies.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
It'd be fun to watch, I know that.
And the Gary Parrish Show.
Be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your
heart. 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
That's what Texas and Oklahoma are doing. They're tearing the club up. They're tearing the Big 12 up. The Big 12 is dead.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out what they're going to do with Texas and Oklahoma head to the SEC. Reports are it's going to happen.
You are hurting because of this. I can see the pain on you.
Tear the club up. Well, because the only thing I think about is Memphis.
I know.
Well, not we'll ever make it to the promised land, Brad. And this just feels like another development that says we won't. And, I say we as not as someone who's an employee of Memphis, but as someone who has followed that program for most of his life.
It's your alma mater.
As a fan, all of that. It's my alma mater, too. Fan, all that. Then sure. Covered it. You want to see the best for them because you feel like they've worked hard enough to get there, to have earned that.
But it's the haves and the have-nots,
that's the other
man.
Part of it. Haves, have-nots. We've been in the have-nots for a long time. Yeah. Be nice to be in the haves. I don't know that this helps you get in the haves. Doesn't look like it does,
Listen,
but we'll see one
day. We're running out of time, so I don't know if you knew this or not. The Cardinals won again last night. They took 3 of 4 from the Cubs.
I was hoping to get through 3 hours without you mentioning that, and we have failed. But I probably knew it wasn't going to happen because you got that damn Cardinals hat on.
Got right? it on today.
Like you guys are 20 games above 500 or something, about to go to the playoff. No, you ain't.
We only have one more week without John, so we got a little mini baseball capsule here. Now, this is actually pretty good stuff. The Redbirds, the Memphis Redbirds.
I saw this. Now, this is
crazy.
Worth mentioning,
this is crazy.
Brad. I'm glad you're doing
it. Yeah, I'll move away from the Cubs
this
and
This is
Cardinals.
Worth mentioning.
All right. Go. You want to tell the folks? This
no,
is
you
good.
You All tell right. them because this is your organization.
So the Redbirds,
your farm system.
Not only they have two of the top three Cardinal prospects, and they're three of the top 50 are part of the Redbirds organization. They got this Liberatore, who's their pitcher, left-handed pitching prospect. Fantastic. I'll get to it. Nolan Gorman. Have you seen this beautiful third baseman they got here in Memphis? He's amazing.
Tell me all about it.
It's a wonder. And you can see them next week. They're out of town this week. But they've won 12 games in a row.
Now, that is fantastic.
12 frigging.
Is that a franchise?
That is a franchise record. The most they've ever won in a row, 12 games. And they were not having a good time at the beginning of the season, but they figured it out. And
congrats to the Redbirds.
That's a nice little streak there. So,
12 in a row is hard to do.
It is. So get you a funnel cake next week and head over to the game, man. It's worth a shot. I've seen two of the games this season at Memphis, and they're really good.
I'm not going to hate going to the Redbirds because I'm a Cubs fan. Going to the Redbirds games is a fantastic experience, and I'm going to get down to it even though I can't stand that nasty red of that Cardinals organization. Yeah. Redbirds certainly are worth watching.
Hey, good luck to your Cubs on that fire sale that's about to occur this week.
Man, stop. Next week, very little Cubs and Cards talk.
I'm interested to see who they deal.
You can talk about them again when y'all get 10 games over 500.
That's a good point. We're only one up.
Appreciate our guests today. The great John Martin gave us a little time. Patera Wilson and Brian Hall, they got a big fight tomorrow night out at the Agra Center. And Odyssey NBA insider Jimmy Patsos. Always appreciate him on Friday. Brad, thanks to you.
Fun, yeah.
Thanks to our listeners. For John, for Brad, I'm Jason. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.